Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, recording live from somewhere that isn't Los Angeles on 4th of July weekend because I learned my lesson 3 years ago. Not again unless I have the maddest bank imaginable. And with me I have...
Remember when Bill Pullman helped save us all from an alien invasion? We could use that energy right now.
And
repent, motherfucker! Who would have thought that 12 years later we would finally get an announcement that there is a season 2 of Penny is Talking? For real, for real.
Maybe that's why we didn't get anything from Chainsaw Man last weekend. They knew they couldn't top it.
Middle fingers raised up to the sky. But the good kind of middle fingers, of course.
Yes, the kind that says, I lived, bitch.
The financial wheelings and dealings of those studios are fucking weird. Yeah. I'm still waiting for the follow-up to the tangent from that recent Bennett the Sage video. The fucking just... When he's pouring the tea and he's like he's telling a war story.
Oh, just wait for the ass to fall out with that story. It is, it's messy.
The industry is very shady sometimes. But yeah, so that was a lot of things happening there. This is unfortunately not the podcast for that. We have a different podcast.
Yeah.
For
that.
Yeah. You'll be hearing all that very soon. It'll probably be let me do a quick math. Oh, 14 hours long, because that's how it always is.
You can't see it, but I'm slowly sliding a bottle of liquor Alex's way. I don't expect him to drink it. It's just a gesture out of kindness. He's gonna need it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
26 hours later.
Yeah, God. But anyway, yeah, here we are, episode 272. So, how's everyone's weekend been going?
It was a very dull weekend, all things considered. I didn't really do much except deal with the heat and the mugginess and the exhaustion that comes with dealing with people all day. So, yeah, I've just been taking all the notes on the Anime Expo happenings and goings-on, trying to get enough information to talk about, which led me to basically notate everything that was announced and happened, and I now have 7 pages of notes for our next show, so that's going to be a lot of fun to read through.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Yeah, that's pretty much all I did all weekend because not a whole lot happening. It's just, it's been hot, it's been dull, it's been muggy, it's been storming off and on. I get to deal with that for 2 straight months here. How fun for me.
Yeah. Slides over another bottle of liquor. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, it's official. We cut the cord. We kind of feel like maybe it was needed, because let's be honest, I barely watch anything on the on the box anymore, and even when I do watch it, it's either just reruns or I just use it or fall asleep too. And plus. I'll be busy watching all the new animes coming this summer. I mean, it'll be coming this season anyway, so what's the point of another thing that I'm not going to... I'm going to waste money on, so fuck it. Holly's been decent, like, basically there's barbecue and shit. That's about it. And, yeah, it was hot, and... Yeah, it's all I got.
Barbecues. I wish I could barbecue more. Not for any holidays in particular, just because, you know, it's fun sometimes. Anyway, as for me, this past week, I have, the only thing of note I have done is that I have sat through a whole 2.5 anime series. I binged through all of what's out for the new adaptation of Bastard, which is very, very good, and you should all watch for the glorious lunacy of our big dicked hero, Dark Schneider. Fantastic.
Wait, is Dark Schneider?
Dark Schneider, yeah.
Oh, Schneider. Oh.
He is the personification of fuck bitches get money.
Indeed. And God bless him. Or I guess Anthrasax, bless him. But there was that. I'm 10 years late on this, but I finally sat through season 1 of The Devil as a Part-Timer. And I cannot wait for season 2, so we can continue to see these characters that have absolutely no brain cells whatsoever get into shenanigans.
They're all incredibly stupid, yes.
Yes.
Especially fucking Lucifer just running up everyone's bills. All his Amazon shopping and shit, man. that guy. And right now I'm about halfway through High School of the Dead. There's a whole lot of titties in it. Also, I can very much tell this was an anime from the early 2010s. Let's see.
Yep.
We got Shaun of the Dead references. We have nods to stuff like Sarah Palin, P90X. Dear God, the fucking Vietnam flashback I had. Does anybody else remember when P90X was a thing? When that was like the big fitness trend in the world?
I kind of do. I remember seeing commercials for it, doing it.
That's like, ugh. And immediately I almost feel like the entire world just kind of forgot it happened. But it is what it is. Anyway, that about does it for all my business. So now let's move on to our usual weekly business, which of course starts with the new song discussions for the past week. Of course, as always, there'll be a playlist down in the description so you can follow along with us and pick up some new tunes and mark your calendars for some albums and stuff. So, starting right at the top here, you might all remember last year one of the more highly anticipated and hyped projects was the return of Danny Elfman to solo recording with Big Mess, which was certainly quite a trip. Several trips, one might say. 42 trips, to be precise. Is that precise? I actually don't know. But anyway, that's not the end of things, though, for Mr. Elfman, as we're getting a big ol' gigantic compilation remix project coming out August 12th called Bigger Messier. What else would it be called? And looking at this track list, there's quite a few notable appearances who are contributing, like, guest vocals and instrumental remixes. Some of the more notable names on here are the likes of Shushu, Boris, Ghostmane, Health, Zach Hill from Death Grips, Caitlin Aurelia Smith, no less than 3 different Trent Reznor appearances on this thing, and many more. Hell, the song we're talking about right now, for context, we're talking about a remix of the track Kick Me. This isn't even the only remix that appears on this project. There's 2. The one we're talking about now, which we'll get to, but for the record has Iggy Pop on it. And a second one that even features Fever 333. That is certainly a choice. But anyway, yeah, so Kick Me, for those who don't entirely remember from the original, was one of the more wild and frenetic cuts on the record. Very, very dramatically over the top, wild and insane. Kind of like the musical equivalent of The Tunnel from The Chocolate Factory. You know the one. But as for this version, it streamlines things out a bit more. Like, okay, the vocals, at least the way Iggy Pop, you know, performs, are a lot more kind of dramatically spoken word, almost kind of like a circus ringleader speaking out to the audience or something. And while the instrumentation preserves a lot of, like, the string melodies from the original, the actual tempos and rhythms are more evened out to a conventional 4-4. Also, there's solo jazz trumpet in there, because why not?
Might as well get some of that Oingo Boingo stuff in there. You say circus ringleader. I say Xavier Renegade Angel.
You know, funnily enough, I was going to make a reference to that later on in this podcast. So that makes 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the vocals on there, I'm I'm like 99% certain that's Iggy Pop doing the vocals. It has some serious Xavier Renegade Angel energy. Just the way it's delivered. As well as the video. It has all kinds of weird, trippy stuff to it. And I'm inclined to check out more of what this remix project could possibly be. I mean, the original album terrified the hell out of me, so I don't know what else Danny Elfman has in store for me to give me night terrors with, but I'm game. I'm game.
Hear, hear. Now, moving on to the next couple of songs here. Well, song and another thing. We'll get to that. So it's been a bit since we've heard from producer Hudson Mohawk, but he's recently announced that he's got a new album coming out August 12th. Two projects for August 12th. called Cry Sugar. And we have two releases from... Well, okay, one formal release, and the other apparently being a mega mix, which I assume just strings together bits and pieces from all across this album into a singular thing, all wrapped up in a nightmarish music video that feels like a horrifying mashup of Xavier Renegade Angel and YOLO Crystal Fantasy. Like if you took the animation of the former and used it to make the latter... That is a nightmarish thought. Just,
Yes. I mean, the video is very nightmarish and kind of. I kind of wonder if somebody is going to get out of this. They'd probably be more scared than usual. As for the song, for both the song, which is titled Big Stan, and the Mega Mix in general, is that I'm hearing a lot of. Like a lot of very, you know, very glossy, could be very glossy kind of Dutch all around in some parts. But, you know, been some experimental shit going on. It was like, okay, this kind of what that kind of you know, tip has a mark. It does feel like you're hearing the score of that of a Watch Dogs 2. At least it feels like something you would watch from Watch Dogs 2.
Dead Sec, very good. My only comments are on the other materials, namely the album cover. Jesus Christ, that crack!
Yeah!
That sure is a choice. Oh, and yeah, the video. This is just an episode of Off the Air. Like, start to finish, this is just Off the Air.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow. But anyway, moving on from there to something less nightmare fuel inducing. So we know that Rina Sawayama is prepping her newest album, Hold the Girl, for a September 2nd release. And we have the newest single from the album here, Catch Me in the Air, which definitely feels like, of the singles we've gotten, is the most pop-ready in a sense. Almost kind of like a big dramatic movie soundtrack piece. Very kind of 2010s-ish big pop vocal performance. Backed by a lot of serene, lush, alternative rock instrumentation. Kind of... Is adult alternative the right word here? I feel like it is, but also that might be pushing things a bit. I'm not sure what the good word for the vibe is here.
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say adult alternative, because that invokes some kind of... Okay, here's the difference between pop and adult alternative. Although adult alternative is modern Pink. Pop is early 2010s Lady Gaga. That's the feel I get from this. It's laid-back, chilled-out pop. Almost something I'd hear off of Born This Way or Art Pop, even, with its overall groove and vocal delivery. It does make for a pleasant listen, though.
Yeah, that was something I don't think I heard from Ransom Yava before, or at least not as much, but yeah, it was nice. It was pretty nice.
Now, moving on to the next track here, a bit of a short notice.
Breaking news!
Yes, breaking indeed, because we just had to. So, the past decade or so has seen the rise of Killer Mike and LP as Run the Jewels into prominence as one of the biggest names in the modern music era. The blockbuster action movie stars of the rap world, as I have rather frequently said. But it's important to remember the origins of this duo, stemming from back when Killer Mike was mainly a solo artist, specifically his album rap music back around 2012-ish, I believe. Uh-huh. So, yes. Yeah, it's been a while since I think either of the two have done anything solo. But, for the first time in a decade, Killer Mike has released a full-on solo track of his own. The song is called Run, all caps. And while we do say it's solo, he does have a couple of guests along for the ride. In particular, a guest verse from Young Thug and a lengthy intro monologue by Dave Chappelle.
You know, when I saw this, I said, oh, Killer Mike's cool. And then when it says that, it's like, oh.
I'd say I'm surprised, but if you delve deep into Killer Mike's politics, it's not all that surprising.
Yeah, right. I had to sort of step away from that for that reason, because there's an old George Carlin bit where he's talking about the phrase happens to be, and that leads into, you know, part of the bit, the phrase happens to be black. The punchline being, at least the other terminology being openly. The punchline of this is, Colin Powell is openly white. He happens to be black.
Classic.
There's a guy on the Supreme Court who fits that same moniker, I'm just saying.
I am so sick of looking at his fucking face.
Aren't we all, and his fat fuck shit insane ass wife.
Anyway, as for the actual song itself, so that intro monologue sets up the motif that the song is all about, running, in a sense, as like a symbolic act. Like, in particular, I believe it frames it as like storming into Normandy or whatever. As long as you can keep moving, you can run. And that leads into this very like slow and steady trap beat with this kind of hazy trumpet blast in the background. The lyrics still all about running, always got to keep moving. Everything is an uphill battle from, you know, the hustle and the drug game, getting that bank and wearing those fine fashions. And of course, you know, the come up in the rap game from the slums to being one of the biggest names in music. Mike, of course, brings that, you know, solid flow and soulful delivery to things. And Young Thug is here, I guess.
Yeah, well, just just rapping is not in the video. Guess, yeah, you get it. He's rapping about things, and of course, if you notice the one flag in there, it says free Thug, free YSL, free Gunna. You know the whole thing by now. You know the whole thing by now. But yeah, I'll say, the song's pretty good. Like, you got redemption by a No ID, which, yeah, he made a good beat there. Kill Mike does what he does best. And, yeah, Dave's there too.
Yeah. The song is, it's on the upper end of good to okay. And hey, credit where it's due. This is the longest that Dave Chappelle has gone recently without going into full-on turf territory. So, yeah. You know, the bare minimum is still the bare minimum, but it's still something.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't want to give Dave props because everything you said in the past few months or maybe year has kind of tainted me a bit. It's like, well, you did decent. I mean, I appreciate the intro was it was pretty good.
Yeah. And as far as Young Thug goes, I'll just be nice. Given the circumstances, I'll be nice and say I still don't like his vocal style. It's like that Lil Nas X and NBA Youngboy track all over again. I don't like that higher-pitched nasally delivery. It's just, it irks me.
Especially when it's caked in auto-tune.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be nasally, at least be honest about it. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. So, yeah, we got a new Cardi B tune all up in here. It's called Hot Shit. And along for the ride, we have Lil Durk and, oh, hey, Yee.
You had the posters, didn't you?
look, I had to optimize the search engines or whatever. Because we needed something to talk about. And, it doesn't seem like it's going to be one of those big pop banger type songs. Instead, it's very not. Kind of moody, trappy, no real melodies, just, you know, a whole bunch of generic bragging-ass bars and whatnot. Just the usual lame-ass Cardi B shit. Although, I do have to chew her out for the line, at the grocery store, I'm obnoxious. Obnoxious how? Let me guess. You're the person who goes up to the 10 items or less line with 20 items. I will bet any amount of money she is that person. No one likes that person. Like, ma'am, I'm just trying to buy some Baja Blast here.
Yeah. All I gotta say is this is boring. You got some basic trap beat, your basic brag raps, your basic Cardi B verse, and Lil Durk, I didn't listen to much, whatever, he's there too. And of course there's Ye, and you know what, I kind of zoned out during his part because I just didn't care what he got to say anymore.
Yeah, just blah. But now we can at least move on to something a lot brighter and more optimistic in a sense. Care to close us out on this, Mark?
Yes. So, yes, I looked up before, Calvin Harris coming out with Funky Busters Volume 2 coming out next month. Actually, August the 5th. Time to soon in the summer, which is good, even though it's in the middle of summer, but it still works.
You're here.
So anyway, he has and I have some features in here, artists featuring Justin Timberlake, okay, Lil Durk, Pharrell, Halsey, okay, you're there too. Pusha T, Sway Lee, Snoop Dogg, Busta Rhymes, Normani, Stephon Don, Lotto, Tinashe, where you at?
Woo!
Offset, Chloe Georgia Smith, three plus three lakh, and a bunch of other people. But today, you have a new single with New Money with probably not the most. Second time he's done something very different than what he usually does. 21 Savage.
21.
I will say I like that he's doing. I like that he's doing more different shit than just the usual trap shit. Is like in this beat's kind of very funky, groovy, the guitar I hear from there, which I hope is a guitar. It feels like very lush. Him just going about Kush, that's not bad. And of course, like I said, that guitar solo is pretty sweet. It's all good and groovy, which again, I like that.
Yeah, those psychedelic guitars were peak summer aesthetics. I can do without 21 Savage though, or at least find someone whose chill vibes actually fit. But anyway, that about does it for the new song discussion. We got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have a bit of news, so stay tuned. And we're back. We have a few news topics to discuss, the first being a fairly serious one, but at least with a bit of uplift, shall we say. Now, we live in a very, very horrible nightmare hell world. It always seems like shitty things are happening every day, because they are. Sometimes on the small scale, mostly on the large scale. And it always seems like the shittiest human beings among us, whether the ones that surround you on a daily basis or those in positions of power, are allowed to just dick everyone else over and seemingly get away with it. So it's important to take comfort in the smaller victories when it feels like the universe actually gets it right for once. To wit, after however many months or possibly even years of deliberation over a certain particular individual, it appears as though a sentencing has been reached in the case of sexual abuser slash R&B singer R. Kelly. He's been sentenced to 30 years in prison and ordered to pay a fine of $100,000, which for him might be chump change, but he's probably still gonna, you know, feel it when he actually has to spend all that time in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just as a clarification or addendum, whatever the term is, the charges are racketeering and charges related to sex trafficking, which, that's hard times. There's also another trial pending in Chicago for him that will probably see a similar outcome.
Very much so, and for as much begging and crying as he was doing on news reports, I'd like to point out, according to the Huffington Post piece here, one of the photos is captioned, R. Kelly did not speak at the sentencing. For the record, I think he was sentenced at, let me see here, he was sentenced in Brooklyn, New York, under the jurisdiction of U.S. District Judge Ann Donnelly. I can friggin' speak tonight. And I like to point out a choice quote from one of the women who spoke up during the hearing, a woman named Stephanie, who in her speech said, and I quote, "You are an abuser. You are shameless. You are disgusting. You are self-serving. I hope you go to jail for the rest of your life. Now it's your turn to have your freedom taken from you, and it still won't be an ounce of the freedom you took away from your victims." Could not have said it better myself.
Yeah, convicted in September, one count racketeering, eight counts violating the Mann Act, M-A-N-N, which says here, prohibits taking minors across state lines for criminal sexual activity.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this did involve Aaliyah, correct?
Yes, sadly it did. Because, yes, it did. Because according to the article, the singer who he married while she was just 15, figured probably in the trial, and it's real that she married her, so he would be getting her an abortion.
Ugh. Fucking yeah. Christ. Like I said,
the Chicago trial will begin August 1st, by the way. So, yeah, and that is, I'm just laying this out before you continue. Arrested and federally indicted in 2019, in Chicago on 13 counts, including enticement of a minor, obstruction of justice, and pornography.
Oh.
Yeah, he is permanently fucked, and no one will be sad for him.
Nope.
So at this point, we're just seeing how many more books are thrown at him, for lack of a better legal term.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'll say this, we should let him get away with this a long time ago. We fucked him on that, maybe. And if you put them on there, just let them go after all these years. Look, you know, we're just making jokes. We're just making jokes. Look at the other way they go. Oh, okay, be that true. And then, yeah.
Huey Freeman was correct, and we all should have listened.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you people? Every famous nigga that gets arrested is not Nelson Mandela? Yes, the government conspires to put a lot of innocent black men in jail on fallacious charges. But R. Kelly is not one of those men. We all know the nigga can sing. But what happened to standards? What happened to bare minimums? You a fan of R. Kelly? You want to help R. Kelly? Then get some counseling for R. Kelly. Introduce him to some older women. Hide his camcorder. But don't pretend like the man is a hero. And stop the damn dancing. Act like you got some goddamn sense, people. Damn. Don't playing around here.
Like I said, though, as much as the world is a screaming hellscape of awful, you gotta be able to take solace in the small moments when the universe gets it right. Whether by accident or on purpose, when it gets it right, it gets it right. Fuck R. Kelly.
Yep.
Anyway, moving on to the next track here. Well, not track, but news topic. You know, so we can lighten the mood a little bit. So, apparently some shenanigans have been going on up in, the realm up north. The icy, snowscape known as Canada. Vancouver, to be precise. There's been news about a, Vancouver radio station called, Kiss Radio. Last Wednesday, apparently there were some business changeovers happening at, the station. In particular, that morning, around that time, they had, fired the radio host for its morning and afternoon driving broadcasts. And as a result, they decided to, they decided to have a little bit of fun on the way out. So, Kiss Radio, which is normally a pop and contemporary soft rock station, spent a good almost 24 hours or so playing nothing but Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine on a loop.
Yeah, there's been a bit of discussion whether or not this was an intentional fuck you to the station or a programming format switch stunt. It seems to be the latter.
Yes, the article that we're reading from posted a little update at the bottom from Consequence of Sound stating that as of Thursday morning, Kiss Radio has flipped formats and is now Sonic, the new alternative. And yeah, this kind of thing, believe it or not, is apparently not new. The article specifies that this is something of a common practice in the business called stunting, where ahead of any kind of format switch or business layoffs, a radio station will play a completely different type of music before the switchover happens, citing how a San Francisco Latin station in 2014 played Nelly's Hot in Her on a loop for 72 hours before flipping over to playing R&B music.
Yeah, this kind of thing happens more often than you'd think.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, because I think I saw this article get posted up to on Metal Sucks, and I think they even mentioned that apparently there's like a movie or something where this is like an actual core plot point. I'm trying to see if I can load it up here. My goddamn phone will cooperate. I gotta love mobile internet. It's a bitch and a half. Give me the news I seek. Stalling. But yeah, that's certainly a statement to make on the way out. But, you know, it's a little bit of fun. And finally loaded up here. So, okay. The article from Emperor Rhombus here in Metal Sucks specifies a 1994 heavy metal comedy called Airheads.
Oh, God, that movie.
Yeah, the plot, at least as described here, is about a hard rock station named Rebel Radio discovering that midway through being hijacked by a metal band that they're being restaffed and reformatted into an easy listening radio station named The Rain. And in response, two of the DJs tell fans to come to the station and they all blast heavy as hell music on air. And I'm going to assume, based on the tone of Alex's voice, that it's not a particularly good movie.
It was not. The best part about it was all the cameos, and like that's never a good sign. Like, the best part of the movie is Mike Judge voicing Beavis and Butthead calling into this fictional radio station. Like, that's the peak of it. That is the peak of that terrible movie.
Seriously, that's the thing that happens?
Yes, that's the thing that happens. Also, the soundtrack has four non-blondes covering Van Halen's I'm the One. Why? I have no freaking idea why.
Well then. So that's a thing. Sorry to all the people at Kiss Radio, but at least you got to have some fun on the way out.
Yeah. I wonder what I could do to America. If someone say if if someone said that, what is wait, what in the type of situation really need to go? And someone said, I'm gonna put 12 I'm gonna put 10 hours of Griselda music. There you go.
Ah yes, Griselda O'Clock before the station switches over to, I don't know, fucking French house or something.
Wouldn't that just be a lot of Daft Punk?
I mean, wait.
Not the good kind of French house.
Oh.
But, yeah, that's a fun little story. So, now to move on to the last bit of news here, we have a festival lineup announcement. Right here, we have the lineup for the 2022 iteration of Levitation, happening in downtown Austin, Texas, all across Halloween weekend from October 27th to the 30th. So we got the lineup here, and let me just say, it warms my heart from the last time we had to talk about a festival lineup to actually see a poster with proper graphic design and true understanding of how to hierarchically display information.
It ain't jumbled, or
it's like a good cup of tea. You don't have to scan across the poster like you're reading a Shonen Jump manga. But, yeah, let's of course talk about all the days here. We got 4 days, and apparently for whatever reason, OCs, O-S-E-E-S, because they changed their name again for the 47th time, are playing all 4 nights. So, for the first day, Thursday, October 27th, the lineup is as follows. You got the Jesus and Mary Chain, Os Mutantes, I think that's how it's pronounced, which, as in, like, an acronym.
Like a show?
I guess. Super Organism, Proto Martyr, Babe Rainbow, Slift, Automatic, Imarhan, Claude Fontaine, 70s Two Bride, Sugar Candy Mountain, Paint, and Tear Dungeon.
Yes.
Well then. So, who wants to cover Friday?
I'll go ahead and cover Friday. That's our usual order of days here. So, Friday, October 28th, we have King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Woohoo!
Cool. Yeah, we also have Godspeed You, Black Emperor.
Ah, those nerds are going to have a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. All right, we have Viagra Boy.
Wait, it's the one that killed the saxophone.
They tried to kill the saxophone, but they didn't.
Oh dear.
We also have Shame, Psychedelic Porn Crumpets.
What? What? Dude.
I don't know, and I don't want to know. we have the legendary Pink Dots, as opposed to the ordinary Pink Dots, I'm sure. Desire, Acid Dad, Gloom, with a whatever it is above the U. Club Intel, or International, if you want to be specific about it. Mother Mary, Kills Birds, but are birds real? You can't prove it. Warm Drag, and Leah Senior.
As opposed to Leah Sophomore.
Right.
And for the record about birds, technically they're real, but they all work for the bourgeoisie. Those motherfucking bastards.
We'll get them one day.
With hot sauce.
This is why we invented slingshots. Boom. Anyway, Mark, want to handle Saturday?
Sure, I'll go ahead. Of course, once again, that day is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
A double dose of the Gizzards and the Wizards of the Lizards.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of double dose, also got another double dose of Shame.
Okay.
And Viagra, boys.
Was nobody else available? What gives?
I guess they must have had extra time to stick around.
Okay. Okay, now we have, Off, information point. Heartless bastards.
It's not just enough to be heartless. You gotta be a bastard, too.
Hunks and his punks. Okay.
Well.
The Murlocs. Lokes, whatever.
Sounds like a wizard group.
Yeah. Sunflower Bean. She passed away.
It's a pun. Ha!
Lebanon Hanover.
You sure you're not missing a G in there?
Tropical Fuckstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's
I heard of
a band name right there.
Oh, yeah. Those guys, I think they did a collab EP with King Gizzard this year.
Death Valley Girls. Oh, look, a giant dog.
Wait, what kind of giant dog are we talking here? Are we talking about, like, Clifford the Big Red Dog or Cerberus as depicted in Hades, who, for the record, is, as my friends say, the goodest boys. Even if only one of them wants scritchies.
It's a combination of both. It's Clifford with three heads.
That sounds horrifying.
I'm in.
Next we've got Alex Moss. Tempers. Blackjacks with no vowels or C.
Or hookers.
Ringo Death Star.
With two R's. Ringo Death Star, if you will.
Hoover 3, which I guess that's what those eyes mean.
Money. That would be weird if it was Hoover Eye. Or something. Is this like designer?
Maybe, I don't know. Alright, next up we got Fuck Money.
Okay. Fuck Money, Get Bitches.
And I'm gonna fuck this up.
I got this one.
Podridas.
Yeah, mujeres podridas.
They said, yeah. Yeah. I'm not gonna butcher that name.
Yeah.
That's our job.
Here. And I guess that'll leave it to me over here to handle Sunday, October 30th, the day before Halloween. That's how you know Halloween is extra scary this year, because it takes place on everyone's least favorite day. Fucking Mondays. But anyway.
That means my birthday on Monday. Shit.
Make it suck slightly less, because then you have an excuse to drink. Or probably eat a nice dinner out or something. But anyway, yeah, Sunday, October 30th, your big headliner is the Black Angels. Following that, you have L7, Cold Cave, La Femme.
Nikita.
There's an idea for a concert. You have Moon Duo. And if I'm reading right here, Presents the Lightship. Are they going to be abducting us to an alien planet? Anyway.
Bill Pullman, where are you?
Yeah. Anyway, Frankie and the Witch Fingers. Well, Soft Kill, Pleasure Venom, Blood Red Shoes, Temple of Angels, Blushing, Lucid Express. I think that's either... if it's all capital letters, I think that reads Die Star. And Amplified Heat, with more lineup additions to be announced, visual artists, whole bunch of other bullshit. So yeah, who knows, we might end up having to revisit this topic and reading even more names that we never heard of before.
Who are you people?
Yeah, that's always the fun part, right? I will never get tired of reading the unknown names on festival lineups. But, yeah. Oh, did you want to say something, or?
Yeah, a hodgepodge of who the fuck are you?
And also King Gizzard. Because King Gizzard is everywhere. King Gizzard is eternal. You think you can escape them, but you can never escape King Gizzard. And the Lizard Wizard. Anyway, time to segue out of all that news talk. With this, you know, as we prepare to sign out, but we got to take care of one more thing here before we do that, and that is the new album releases for the week of July 8th, 2022. Of course, we got one big album coming out in the middle of the week on July 6th. Those of you weebs who prefer your anime OPs a little bit heavier might want to hear the new Cold Rain album coming out this week, Non-Negative, which, yes, does in fact feature Bloody Power Fame from Bastard. Anyway, outside of that, we have, on Friday, of course, the new Wormrot album, Hiss. If you want to go from Japanese metalcore to, I believe, Singaporean grindcore. If you're a boomer-ass dinosaur fuck, there's a new Journey album, Freedom. And if you're someone who listens to music from this century, there's a new Brent Brent Fayez album, Wasteland. Now it is time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internets?
As always, Aura of Azure, where I talk about things every now and then. Sometimes. Yeah.
Mark, what about you?
Of course, on Twitter, Metavia Media, on my site, mindhaveone.com. Of course, right now, I'm talking about the new summer anime. There's a right now when, I mean, it's starting off just whatever. It's the summer, all right, I guess.
Hear, hear. And as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me at robert@sorareresolution.com for, questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Google Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go out every Wednesday. A video usually goes up on the official YouTube channel, so subscribe, hit the bell tab so you're notified whenever anything goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @sorarezo, like us on Facebook, visit the website at sorareresolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast, M&A, all of that good stuff. Be sure to jump into our Discord chat for all manner of random nonsense from shitposts to cheap-ass deals and everything in between. And that'll about do it for this week. We'll, of course, be back next week with the usual business, as well as sometime in the next couple weeks, the monthly album roundup for the month of June. That's right, we've officially crossed the halfway mark, so yeah, we've got that to touch on. So until next time, just remember an important lesson from your Uncle Rob. What happens on Dick Fight Island stays on Dick Fight Island.
Clean your fucking mess.